My name's Michelle Whiten. I'm a Yungar Yamatji woman from Western Australia originally, but I live in Albury, New South Wales now.
And you're on NITV radio today to speak about a really exciting cruise that you're a part of. Can you talk to us a little bit about it?
So cruising is one of my passions. Been doing it for a long time now. Started way back about 23 years ago, I think. Just wanted to try cruising. I'd always was fascinated with cruise ships, and growing up, I always watched the TV show The Love Boat. It was one of my favourite shows, so I thought, oh, one day I'm going to go on a cruise, and got to try it. I just tried a small one with a couple of family members, and it just continued to grow from there. Started taking, other family members, my husband, children, friends. And it continued on to something that just grew and grew. We loved it. Continued to take more family, which then grew into taking elders. And just continue to do it now. So we're going on one on Monday, and this is our largest one so far.
And can you tell us a bit about where you'll be going on this cruise?
So this cruise is a lot of family. There's 72 of us, so it's my husband's family. Bit of a reunion one, which is family and friends. We're going for a 9-night cruise with Carnival Splendour up to. We're going to Airlie Beach, Cairns, and then Moreton Island.
And what is it about the cruises that you love so much, being able to share like these trips and experiences with your friends and family, but also now with one of your largest groups that you've gone on?
Yeah, I think it's just being able to pay something off. Like, we put a deposit down. It's a year out or something that we do this, and we pay a deposit, we pay it off, we get t-shirts done. Everybody's encouraging everybody. We've got chats growing. Everyone's getting their costumes for the theme nights. And it's just about trying to empower our own mob and give them really exciting times. And in a time when we've got a lot of sadness and sorry business, we just like to have those glad times and have people experience the good times that we do. You get on board, you unpack, and everything's there. You don't have to think about much. You've got, all your food, your drinks, your entertainment, and everything's there. And it's just such a peaceful way. You can do as much or as little as you want. And it's become one of our favorite ways to holiday in our family.
And can you talk to us a bit about some of the activities that are on board a cruise ship? I know I've heard about it's got literally everything. You don't even have to like leave. There's shops, there's everything. What are the activities that are on the boats?
Oh, there's so much, and there's so much to do. And a really good thing about going with a big mob is there's always somebody to do something with. And so you've got your trivia buffs, and you've got the ones that like to go to karaoke, and then you've got bingo. There's ca a casino on board. There's the bars that you go around to. There's shuffleboard. There's art. Obviously, all the different restaurants and the eating places. If you don't want to do anything, you can just lay by the pool or be on top deck reading a book. There's so many different activities to do. There's been, learning how to play drums, literature. There's just sort of so much for so many different people because you've got oldies. You've got a lot of elderly people. You've got families with young kids. We've been on ships that have got bumper cars and the roller skating, ice skating, pinball machines, this is something for everybody. It's like a mini city. Some ships we've been on hold more people than a little country town. So when you think of it in that aspect, you're on board this ship with so many different people. It's just amazing. And everybody's on there for the same purpose. Like you're going away, you're having a holiday. You want to just have fun and forget about the world and, problems at home, and it's exciting. And I just get joy out of seeing our mob, particularly. They've worked hard, they've saved, they've sacrificed, and then when they arrive on the day and they see the ship, especially kids, and the smile on their faces brings joy to my heart.
And can you talk a little bit more about the themed nights? And they're a big part of, the fun and the celebration. Can you share some of your favorite themes over the years that you've been a part of?
Yeah, so they always have theme nights. They'll have a couple of formal nights where, you can get dolled up and dress up. to the nines if you want to. They have an 80s night that you get dressed up in the 80s gear. They always have a 70s night, an Islander night. We went on one that had a Gatsby night, and that was a really good night. A lot of our mob dressed up, which was really surprising, and it was so much fun. They have a white night, and so everybody dresses just in white clothes, and you've got all this neon lights and, sparklers and disco lights going, and they have deck parties, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's really good to see all our mob, go to the effort to get dressed up and bring their costumes and have a lot of fun.
And do you guys prepare your own outfits or t-shirts specifically for your family and your group that's going?
Yeah, so we have on all of our cruises. About 9 years ago, we went on a cruise to the South Pacific, and it was my husband and I's 20th wedding anniversary. So we renewed our vows on board and all that sort of stuff. So
Oh,
we
that's so
had
lovely.
specific, yeah, it was lovely. We had 62 on that cruise, and that was mob from all over Australia. And we had shirts for that one. And then we went on one a couple of years later. We had shirts again, and we've got shirts again for this one. And when you get on board and there's the biggest mob of us and we've all got the same shirts, I think others kind of look at us like, wow, you're a big group, that kind of stuff. So yeah, it just it makes us feel special.
And I know that you mentioned to me the other day when we were talking that you've always been, the one to kind of organize and, take care of the logistics.
I'm a bit of an organizer, and I just love doing that for our families. And people want to go and do these different experiences, and they just feel safe when people that can help you to organize and make a start and tell you all the tips and get you motivated and excited. And that's I see as my role in some way. So I'd get them prepared and keep them updated. And this year I kind of went, this is I used to do all the bookings for them. This year this is the cruise we're going on, and everybody can jump on. This is what you do. This is where you book. This is what time we're going to meet. And it empowers people to really be able to take that on themselves, so they can pick what sort of cabin they want, if they want a balcony, and they can make their own choices, and they start to pay it off. It just empowers them. And it really, brings around independence and stuff like that. And it's been really, really good. There's a couple of us in the family this time. One's organising the t-shirts, one's organising all their mob. I'm doing all our mob, and it's kind of just worked really well. And it takes us some of the stress and the pressure off. But at the end of the day, we all get down there, and everybody's just so excited and really keen. And we're asking all these questions in our chat, every day. And we're just, my job is to keep the momentum, keep the excitement going, and we'll put little tidbits in the chat and things like that. And it's now coming, we're less than 5 days away, so it's really exciting.
I know you mentioned yesterday when we were talking just about cruises was never really something that Bob might see themselves doing, but now it's growing as well.
Oh, for sure. I think a lot of us always thought that cruising was for rich white people, but that's really changed now. And more you see more of our mob going, which is just exciting for me. I love seeing it. I love knowing when somebody says, "Michelle, I'm going on a cruise." I love it. And to know that I've been able to help people in that, I've had old people say to me, "I started cruising with you, and now I take my children and my grandchildren," and that just brings joy to my heart. I love hearing that. A lot of us, when we're sailing out of Sydney, you're standing on the top deck, and you feel like $1 million. Like you feel like you're overlooking the water, and you feel so excited, and you feel like you're doing something different that you never thought you'd do. And that's from elders down to children that have told me the same thing. And to be able to bring a bit of that joy to somebody, just really brings a smile to my face.
Looking back over all these years that you've been on cruises, what's one memory that stands out most for you, or one of your most memorable trips that you went on?
I think it's definitely our 20th anniversary cruise because we got to renew our vows on board, which was just a beautiful experience with everybody and all my family. My oldest son was doing year 12 at the time, and it was looking like he couldn't come, but secretly, unbeknownst to everybody else, even my husband, I flew him to Noumea, and he met the ship over at Noumea. And he was able to join us for the last 4 days of the cruise and come home and be a part of that vow renewal ceremony with me and his father. So that one, there's been a lot of really special ones, but I think that particular one, a lot of our family were on, which was really special. There's a lot of highlights, but I think that one would probably be the biggest.
Yeah, that sounds so beautiful and such an amazing moment too that you could surprise everyone and fly him across. That would have been so exciting.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was feeling sorry for him.
Yeah.
But they didn't know what I knew. And so when he turned up, everybody was just like really excited.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, it looks amazing and I've seen your photos and now you make me want to go on a cruise. So next time I'll be there, me and my
Definitely.
auntie, we're definitely coming. What would you say to someone who's never been on a cruise, who might be thinking about going, what's your advice?
Definitely think about it and, definitely go with somebody. If you're feeling a bit hesitant, if you're not sure, or you're feeling a bit scared, come with us. The one we're going on now is it's a bit of a reunion for our family, for the Johnson Kirby family. We lost our auntie earlier this year, and so the sisters are coming. We're always getting together for sorry business. We need to change that narrative, and we need to get together for good times, glad times over sad times, and this is one of those. So I'd really be encouraging you to think about it, but then don't just think about it, do it. Find somebody to go with, take your family, just book something, book a small one. If you're not sure if you're going to get seasick, just book a little one, like 2 or 3 nights, and see if you like it or not. Start small. I started that way. I'm up to number 23 now, and I won't stop yet. But I think if I had a bucket list, my husband and I, we'd be looking at, we've done the Caribbean, but we'd be looking at Alaska or the Mediterranean.
Wow, that would be amazing. So exciting. Well, have a great time. Have an amazing
Thank
time.
you.
Can't wait to see
We
all the
will.
photos. And I'll have to check back in with you when you get back and you can fill us in on all the amazing memories and how it went.
I definitely. But you know something, Luana, what happens on the ship stays on the ship.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll have to come next time so that I can be
Yes,
in the know.
that's it. Thank you so much.